News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More accommodations are expected to become available this week to assist asylum seekers who currently don't have a place to stay. This comes as about 70 tents have been pitched along the Grand Canal Bank in Dublin, not far from the International Protection Office. Pádraig Tobin, Aintu leader, joins us now. Pádraig, this is a problem that needs to be addressed and addressed rapidly.
Absolutely. I think the government have lost control over the immigration system in the state. Questions I've asked of the minister last week in relation to how people are coming into the country, the minister couldn't answer them. And we have a situation at the moment where the government is spending quite a bit of money on a process to differentiate between those who need help and those who don't. Yet at the end of that process, when people have been decided upon that they're not asylum seekers, 85% of those people find themselves not receiving an actioned deportation order. And I believe that's putting an incredible pressure on the system. 85%
is it putting pressure on the system, though? Because once that happens, they're not getting any state accommodation or any state care.
Well, what happens is that you have on an annual basis now hundreds if not thousands of people who have received a deportation order, and that deportation order is not actioned, which means obviously they're living in the state, which means that they are, you know, contributing,
living in the state but not off the state.
But no, but there's an extra demand on accommodation within the state. And if you have supply stuck in the manner that it is...
I mean, the numbers are pretty small we're talking about here. It's hardly going to make a huge difference to demand for housing.
Well, if you look at a town like Navan, there's actually only six rental accommodations available in the whole town of Navan at the moment on dafs.ie. And that would be similar to many other towns in the country. So The provision, the supply of accommodation for rental is on a knife edge in many, many areas. So it doesn't take that much to change the demand-supply profile of that, which makes it difficult. There's no doubt as well, though, if you have a system whereby you are not actioning deportation orders, well, that sends a message internationally, too, that Ireland is a place where you can come to, where...
I wonder, are other countries that different? I mean, we don't necessarily want to be flying everybody out. I mean, the ideal situation is people are turned down and they leave of their own volition, which I'm assuming the majority of people do, because they're not going to be legal here.
The minister's telling me that there's absolutely no system at the airports to confirm the exit of a person who has received a deportation order. So that's, you know, because you'd imagine if you had a voluntary deportation system, at least there'd be some level of confirmation that it occurred.
Okay.
But the minister is admitting that there's no system available at the moment to confirm that a person has exited the state.
You have sourced figures as well in relation to the breakdown county by county of where refugees and asylum seekers are accommodated in Ireland.
Yeah, so there isn't, again, a major imbalance in the government's actions here. So most of the Ukrainians especially are being located on the west coast and not in the east coast. So, for example, Kerry takes about four times the per capita national average of Ukrainian people coming into the country. Donegal takes 2.5 times the per capita average of the Ukrainian intake. Dunlera, in contrast, is very stark, takes a very, very low figure. So if you compare Kerry to Dunlera per capita, Kerry takes 33 times more people than Dunlera from Ukraine, and Donegal is 20 times more people from...
That mightn't be desirable, but is that not reality? Because, I mean, you're talking about Dunleary, it's probably the highest property prices in the country, and probably very low supply of housing. So it's inevitable. I mean, you mentioned Leitrim as well in your research. I mean, is it necessary? Is it not a good thing for the counties that are depopulated to have new blood coming in, people living in those areas?
There's good and bad to this. There's no doubt about that. In certain places, you have new energy, you have new young people, you have schools with new figures. But there are costs to it. So, for example, Fáilte Ireland have said that non-accommodation providers in the sector are losing out by about 1.5 billion euros in revenue. So they're downstream tourism businesses that don't provide accommodation, but normally make their living from people who come into the country and use that accommodation. We know that a third of all registered tourism stock now outside of Dublin is now contracted by the state. Now, that's incredible, and that's probably acceptable in an emergency situation, but I don't think that's acceptable in a long-term situation. So,
okay. You
know, you're radically altering a whole sector of Irish society if you leave that as the new normal. And we know that in Dublin, for example, there's 12,000 vacant properties in Dublin at the moment. So it's not the case that we can't get, that there isn't properties in Dublin. Actually, the minister bought 37 buildings 2 years ago for accommodation.
All right, Patter.
And those buildings are still not in use.
So Patter, we do have to leave it there, but thank you indeed. Patter Tobin, A2 leader, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
Nice.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.